If you think about this properly, deeply, you meditate on the subject, you'll come to realize that there's only one solution. You have to be like Avraham Avinu in his time, who was facing bigger problems than us, and he was more alone than us. And he found this way to build this unique relationship with Hashem. Lahargish, a person has to feel, lechush velisboinan b'tzah shchina. Now how you do this, once again, I've mentioned, I don't know how you do this, take the words, plant them, go ask other people how you do this. But a person has to feel and meditate and get involved in the tzar of the shchina. Aladam lachshoiv oides goydel atzah she'egreim la'avir she'b'shamayim. A person has to think about the enormous pain, tzar, that is caused to our Father in heaven. The starting point of your relationship with Hashem is you have to understand that He loves you, He has mercy on you, and He only wants what's good for you. If I'll go after the ways of my Yetzirah, im elech betelem shel kol ha'olam hareini mitzach haspilis hashchina kedoshah. If I'll go in the ways of the world, the way everybody else is going, irrespective, irregardless, not interested in what my Father's thinking, that causes tzar to the Shechina Kedosha. Once again, what that means, tzar to the Shechina, I don't know. But we can make a marshal. You're a father, you know what it feels like when your kids are not doing what you want, you know? Kaviyachol. What kind of a king is Hashem if the whole world's against him? Everybody out there is trying to destroy and burn and kill his beloved children. I can take a Kodesh Baruch Hu out of that tzar that he's in by breaking my physical desires. Azim Law says, I wouldn't do that. If you can make your father happy, if you can give your father some nachas by doing something that you don't really want to do, yeah, whatever it is, your father needs you to take him somewhere, whatever, but you really have this big whatever it is, whatever you've really been waiting for, whatever, and you don't go, then you take your father whatever. No, you wouldn't do that? Give your father some nachas? A person can build a relationship with Hashem, he can love him, and he can get from Hashem pleasures, spiritual pleasures, infinite spiritual pleasure. When you translate Hebrew to English, it doesn't always come out well, you know. Pleasures, spiritual, infinite. That's not the way we speak. Infinite spiritual pleasures. The zakeis liyeis kaloise shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yitzapek al avose v'litchabek imoy kiviyochol. Kamamash embrace Hashem kiviyochol. V'im kain denoicha kol zois. Mali ki achabek ashpoches v'atilishes nishmosi v'refesh v'zoymes oylam. If that's what I can have all the spiritual delights and pleasures in the world that Hashem has on offer, why would I go embrace and swirl around in the garbage heaps of society? What is there? A momentary pleasure? But it's toxic. That's the only way to lift your head above all the, I don't know how to translate this in English, the Mayim Hazedonim, all the flood waters of Tumah that are drowning us. The only way to lift your head above that, okay, is to connect to the spiritual pleasures that Hashem has on offer for us. That's the only way to walk with Hashem and to save yourself from the dangers of this world.
We speak to whom? It's young children, say,
only talking to me.
Yes, but what about young children?
What about them? Give them the book to learn. Learn it with them. Make yourself the kind of person that they would want to be like. See, when a young child looks at me, what does he see? Something like him, just bigger? Or does he see something more? Yeah. Means what? Why does a six-year-old boy want to be like his father? Because then he can get the keys to the car. Then he can beat him up. He doesn't get beaten up anymore. His big brother can't beat him up because he's bigger than him. That's why he's in the gym the whole day trying to look like a gorilla, because he doesn't want his father to beat him up anymore. So when he looks at his father, he wants to be exactly like his father. He just wants to be bigger. When my kid looks at me, I don't want him to be a bigger version of him. When he looks at me, I want him to see something more. I want him to look up and say, well, how do you do that? How do you be an adult? How do you be so happy when there's so much trouble going on? How are you so besimcha when there's so much sorrow? That's how you get to the kids.
Yeah.
You try and preach this to the children, you've lost them before you've even started the situation. They're not going to listen. They're not listening, they're watching.
Yes. But so you have to get it from outside.
So I can't stop that. I can't make the outside go away. All I can do is make my kids look at me and want to be like me because I'm more, not because I'm bigger. That's the difference between Yaakov and Esav. A little Esav is going to be the same as a big Esav. When he's born, he has everything he needs to be a perfect Esav. He just needs to get a bit bigger, that's all. But he's not going to get anything more. All the qualities and midas he needs to be a good Esav, he has already when he's born. The Kli Yaakov and Pashas told us, go overlook there. A Jew, a Yaakov when he's born, has nothing he's going to need in order to become a good Yaakov. He has no empathy, he has no rachmonis, he has no charity, he has none of the middles that a Jew is going to need to be a good Jew. And he starts getting that much later in life. So a little Jew looks at a big Jew, he's supposed to say, wow, I'd like to be charitable like that. Wow, I'd like to be mature like that. Wow, how did he respond so maturely? So when a kid looks at his father, looks at another Jew, a teacher, a Rebbe, a mentor, whoever he's looking at, he has to say, I want to be more, not I want to be bigger. If all your kid wants to be is a bigger version of you, I mean a bigger version of him, that's a tragedy. So that's how you get it to the kids. You can't sell this to any kids, so they're not listening. You start talking about this to the kids, I mean, you plant seeds, you know, into the Shabbos tables for you. Put a seed there, you plant a seed there, you put a joke in there. When they get older, they start yelling, but the kids, they don't get it. Well, eventually they get older, hopefully they'll get the message. But the ikka is, you be a dmus. You first get it. Come to me. Come to you. I can't even make you get it. I can only get it for myself. It's a cheder yichud. That's the next paragraph. This is between me and Hashem. There's no one else around here. And the pillar of the children is that you'll have 10 children and not all of them will get it. You'll give them the same picture, the same message, some get it, some don't. They also have bechira, they also have a unique muzzle in the world, and they come in with unique tools and whatever to do different jobs. You can have twins, I have twins. You can have twins who don't get it the same. They don't get it the same. Brought up in the same home, that's the message from Yom Kippur, from the two Seirim. The one goes La Hashem and the one goes La Zazel. You know, there's a locha that they have to be twins. They have to be twins. You see the one going La Zazel, the other one going to Mizbach, to say, yeah, this kid came from a home, you know, whatever, he had the best chinuch, when he had problems, you know, they dealt with the river. This kid, Yanebach, you know, the parents weren't interested, the father was a drunk, but no, they were twins. They grew up in the same home, they got the same treatment, and the one goes La Mizbach, the one goes La Zazel. Explain that. You can't, we don't understand it. But that doesn't prevent them from doing everything I have to do. I have to save myself first. What about the kids? How am I going to get through this? I'm in danger here. But it's clear, and he said it earlier, and we'll see it more as well in the second chelak of the sefer, goes into it a lot, that if you're, and kids will tell you this, Speak to kids off the derech, one of the biggest complaints they have is why would I copy my parents if they're miserable? Who would choose a miserable path? Kids, he's a happy parent, he sees happy people, he'll want to go there. He sees miserable people, he'll go, yeah, I really want to be miserable. Which guy ever chose to be miserable? You know what I'm saying? So if you're happy and you're thriving and you're functional and you're in connection, the kids will just don't want to go after you. And if you're not, then they're not going to. You can't. That's. And yet you see, you know, Avram came from a Terach, Yishmael came from an Avram, Esav came from a Yitzchok. So no, there's no guarantee. You see kids come from dysfunctional homes, turn out to be very normal. You see normal, you see kids coming from normal homes, turn out to be dysfunctional. You know? That's why I'm not an anthropologist or a sociologist, because I don't understand anything. These guys think they understand what's going on. They haven't got a clue what's going on. Okay. in the marshal that we've been using of our relationship with Hashem, of Nisuin, of marriage, let's take a further step in that area. There's two stages of marriage according to the halacha. Rishon hu Maisa Kedushin. We all know that there's, first of all, there's what's called Maisa Kedushin. Hashlav Hashini hu Chaya Nisuin Hamatchinim B'cheder Yichud. Without going on to all the shittas in the Rishonim, yeah, but married life starts in the Cheder Yichud. Pashtos. If you're not a Sfadi. Sfadi don't have Cheder Yichud, but whatever. Shlava Kedushin Nerach El Yadei Abal Ha'oises HaKinyan B'Nesines Tabat L'Yada Isha. How does the Kedushin work? It's done by the husband. It's done by the future husband, right? The wife can't do it. The woman can't be Mekadosh herself to a man. The man has to be Mekadosh the woman by giving her something worth a Shava Pruta. Today we use a ring, and he gives it into the hand of the woman. Mekadesh Adam kama noshim ka'achas. A man can be Mekadesh many women at once. Why he would want to, I don't know, but he wants to Mekadesh quite a few women at once. He hasn't learned his lesson. And he, in the halacha, he's allowed to. Who shares soyach to the kolachas va'achas? He has to give each one a pruta. And I got news for him, it's going to cost him more than a pruta. You know, you give her a pruta, then you get conned. Afterwards, you've got to give her. A credit card. You know, it starts with a pruta and ends with a credit card. That's the way it works. But anyway, Mekadesh Adam kama noshech avu shiye shava pruta lekol achas v'achas. He gives each one a shava pruta. V'yeichel achas mein nakam lekedushin b'shul kulam ledaiton. And one woman can mekabel all the prutas for everybody. You can take one woman and say, "Right, mekadesh is you, you, and he gives her the pruta, and then they all mekadesh in one together." She can get the Shava Pruta for everybody. The second stage of marriage, completely different. The halacha of Yichud is that the husband and the wife have to be alone together with no one else in the room. The Eidim Yichud, what's the first job they have to do? They've got to go in the room, make sure there's no one there. They have to be able to give Eidus that there was no one else in the room. If you have Eidim Yichud, don't take it for granted. I once went in as an Eidim Yichud, went to the room and found somebody in the room. Old Safta had gone to use the bathroom in the Cheder Yichud. And we found her in the Cheder Yichud. The bathroom door was locked. I said, "What's going on here?" So she delayed the Yichud by about 10 minutes. But that's the etzem definition of Yichud, is Yichud. All these 20 women who was Makadosh half an hour ago, he has to go into the Yichud room with each one alone. He can't go into the Cheder Yichud with two people. That's a breach of the Yichud. Anybody else is in the room, that's not a Maisa Yichud anymore, they're not married. The Ma'amad HaSinah Kodesh Baruch Hu Kiddush Es Am Yisrael Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. HaSinah was a Kiddushin of Klal Yisrael via Moshe Rabbeinu. Kiddushin Eile O'Eile B'Basachas L'Kol Am Yisrael. And it worked for all of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu got the Luchos, which was the Shava Pruta, and he was Makabal on Kol Olam Yisrael and called Klal Yisrael as Makadosh to Hashem. Luma Zois HaYichud Ben Yisrael Avim Shebeshamayim Tzarich L'Klapei Kol Echad Bo'ifen Nifrat. Each Yid now has to leave Har Sinai and go and mechaber himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, with nobody else. Kol echad mechlal Yisrael b'mahalich yamei chayv al haaretz. Each Yid on his journey on this world, yeichel v'tzarich litzukesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to build his own personal relationship with Hashem. Al hakesh lo is chazak v'amitz dugmas kesh haYichud, and it has to be like a cheder Yichud. Yichud zeh mashmoy seil ichyayt im HaKadosh Baruch Hu levad kviyachu. To live with Hashem alone. Akol yedim mutl itnatek mikol asoy vevoisoy v'litrachek mehav leolam hazeh lifnois ach v'rak leKadosh Baruch Hu levad. The ideal, the piska, we're not there. We're on the journey towards there, but the goal is to get to a point where you have nothing else going on in this world except your relationship with Hashem. That doesn't mean you sit on a mountain and meditate and blow your mind on being with Hashem alone the whole day. It means whatever you're doing is with Hashem. When you go to the bank, that's because that's what Hashem needs me to do. I'm doing that with Hashem. When I'm at work, when I'm learning, when I'm on the beach, whatever I'm doing, I'm doing that because that's part of my relationship and the expression of my relationship with Hashem. I'm not doing it stuff. There's a consciousness that I'm with Hashem and I'm doing this because of Hashem and with Hashem. And all my pleasure and all my enjoyment and all my aspirations are for Hashem and nothing else. That's the goal of this journey. And everybody has a point to have certain places in his life where he has this Cheder Yichud with Hashem. Start with 5 minutes a day, start with whatever, and then you go and develop and build it. Some people can learn Torah the whole day and not think about Hashem once. It can happen as well. Don't think just Chris Hu. Yeah, you can forget why you're in the Beis Midrash. And when you leave the Beis Midrash, it could be even more complicated. You have to take Hashem with you. Somebody told me there was a shul somewhere in America where the Shavisa Hashem Negi Tomit that they put on the Amud, you know, with the Chazan Davins, that was on the door when you walked out. Why? Because when you walk out, that's when you need Hashem. And yeah, who needs Hashem? When you walk out and you're going to work and you're going to business and you're going to deal with all the world out there, that's when you need Hashem. We're not talking about a monastic culture. You know, you just completely cut yourself off from the world to deal with Hashem. That's not the Jewish path. On the contrary, Avraham Avinu's path was to coming to the world and was to bring Hashem into the world and bring Hashem into every aspect of your life. That's what the Goyim didn't like about it. They couldn't accept that. But that's the job of a Jew. The job of a Jew is to do everything he has to do, but do it with Hashem. That takes consciousness. And that's the word Kiddushin. That's the word Kiddushin. And that's the first thing we say to a child when he has a bris. What's the bracha on a bris? Kares a bris. In English we say you cut a deal. Ever think about that? It doesn't make any sense. It's a contradiction. A deal is when you're coming together. Why'd you cut a deal? A cutting is a separation and a deal is a coming together. A bris is a covenant. A covenant where two people come together. And we say kares a bris. You cut a bris. Kares is a complete uprooting. It's a separation. What's pshat? That's a pshat in Kiddushin. Kiddushin, the Gemara says, is pshat is to separate. Kiddushin is not to be holy. Kiddushin is separated. That's all. You want to become holy? Just separate yourself from things you're not supposed to have anything to do with. That's all. It's not a positive act. It's a sumera. It's a negative act. And that's what kares a bris is. You want to enter into a covenant with Hashem, you have to cut yourself off from everything else. To the extent that you menutak, that you cut yourself off from everything else, so you get connected to Hashem. You can't hug Hashem, you can't go up there and like cleave to Hashem. How do you do that? You start by cutting yourself off. When you've cut yourself off from everything else, what's left is that's called Kiddushin. What's Kiddushin? The woman first separates herself from everybody else, but she's still not miluchat to you yet. Then you go into the Cheder Yichud, which becomes miyuchad to you. In the stage of Kiddushin, she's like in a no man's land. Kipshuto, maybe where it comes from. No man's land. She's not into anybody. She's not mechubah to him yet, but she's munitak from everything else. She's no man's. Then you go into the Cheder Yichud, and she becomes his. Kloima. The Etzem Oysa Metzias Nizgavash Shebok Knelis Yisrael. In this aspect of being an Eishes Ish, of being Hashem's bride, every Jew is the same. We're all equal in this. Moshe Rabbeinu and the most simple Jew all have the same opportunity to have this Cheder Yichud with Hashem. Shneim kiblu kibyachol kiddushin Hashem Yisparach. We both got kiddushin from Hashem. You can never ever break this relationship. As we mentioned before, in human marriage you can end it. There's a thing called Masechta's Gittin. In our relationship with Hashem, there's no way I'm going to take this relationship. Even Korus, if you look at the Nefesh HaChaim, doesn't uproot your Neshama from Hashem. Only the Nefesh gets uprooted. And the Ruach and the Neshama can then reconnect you back to Hashem. Even Korus is not a total nitu. The Jew, even when he sins, he stays a Jew. However, that quality of life, of marriage, that continual relationship that begins with the Cheder Yichud and continues one's whole life, Yesh beim yachas mishtanim yudilarei. Each Jew has a different type of relationship with Hashem. Kishem she'eches achayim b'chayinusim toli v'imedes bein emonis ha'ishel abayda. In the same way, in human marriage, depending on the faithfulness and the conduct between the spouses, you'll have a different quality of marriage. At kama hu mukhana levateh mishala avuroi. To the extent that he's prepared a mevateh for her and she's prepared for him. Ukhol she'enayah tolus bo v'achlak bo. As long as this is an exclusive relationship, she's not looking there and he's not looking out there. Yechudim chazak v'yechuti yoter. So then the relationship is more united and more quality. Kach gam b'yadut, so too Yiddishkeit. Kakol shenei yaisim yuchadim lo yisbarach. To the extent that Hashem is more exclusive to me, or I'm more exclusive to him. Yaisim emanim lo, I'm more faithful to him. Then I become more and more a kosher woman who does the desire of her husband. And so too, the uniqueness and the oneness between them grows. It's an exact marshal. Yet, okay, more than that, Yodim Divrei Aran, the Masechtes Nedarim, but the Rosso Eidus, Chelke Shela Isha B'maisa Kiddushim. The Ran says there, he's talking about Kiddushin, he says Azal Loshin. Let's just read through and translate to understand what the Ran says. Mikivan shehi miskamet l'kiddusha ish. A man can't mekadosh a woman before. You have to agree to the Kiddushin, which is what we did at our Sinai. After that, you're stuck. You and your children and your children's children, you're all stuck. I'm not going to tell you how that happened. How did my great-grandfather mechayev me? I can't become a Kaddish. A woman can't be Kaddish to somebody now who kids all Makaddish as well. They're all vet couple. It's a separate discussion how that happened. I'm going to that now. But what happens is in marriage, the Ran Sumat Kiddushin here. Since she agreed to the Kiddushin, Himavatelas Daita Varatsoina, she nullifies her Das and Rotson, Umashva Navsha Evshalabal Kadovashal Hefka. Don't even go and tell your wife what the rabbi said, okay? I never said this, I'm just reading what's written. I don't understand this run. She takes her nefesh, her life force, and hands it over to a Baal, like Hefka. Va'baal machnisa l'rushusa, and the Baal brings her into his rushus. Hagdoru zoi shel chenek ha-kudushin mitzad ha-isha, en kavanosa l'iruah chadpami. This is not a one-off event. Lerega Kedushin Bilvad at the moment of Kedushin. Zuma Husa Kedushin Ametzminis. This is a continual expression of what that ongoing Kedushin through the marriage is. Shimon Shkop says the Kedushin carries on all along. It's a long ongoing process of Kedushin that's renewing itself every moment. That's how Kedushin works. It's not a one-off moment that finishes. In Lomdus, it's something that's continuing all the time. But what's she doing? She's continuing nullifying her das and her rotson to her husband's design rotson kehefka. By the way, in the second chelak of the sefer where he deals with marriage, it doesn't come out this clear. So it's not. Don't think you've all got it all in your own way now. You know, you go home and tell your wife, listen, from now on in, I learned today to run in the dorim, and the rabbi said, that's it. You hefka. You do what I said. There's no more. You have no opinion. I wouldn't recommend that, okay? You should maybe ask some eitzes before you go and make these demands, okay? They're bochrim today that think that this is minimum requirement of a wife. They don't have happy marriage. Zu tafkideinu v'chelkeinu b'yachas nesun shalanim boi ro'ilam. However, we can, whatever this shat is, we can take from here. That's our relationship with Hashem. Our job is to take our rotzen and our das. It's a mission pick our voice, make his rotzen your rotzen, your rotzen his rotzen. Make his rotzen your rotzen. And mevatel your das continually in this ongoing process in relationship with Hashem. And we all know that that's the big struggle, yeah? I want to do this, Hashem wants me to do this. Struggle. That's where the struggle is always on, huh? It's a battle between me doing what Hashem wants and what I want. Anybody else have a different struggle? I want to do this and Hashem wants me to do this. I want to sleep, he wants me to go daven. I want to eat, but the food's not exactly the right hechsher, but I'm hungry and he says don't, and I say yeah. That's many, many examples of this in our day-to-day existence, yeah? But that's the That's the vote. To go and actively in my own private way, no one needs to know about this. You don't have to make a lot of noise about this and start dressing funny and doing weird things. On the contrary, that's not how we relate to our wives. Just in your own quiet recesses of your heart, start building a relationship with Hashem. Just include him in your heart more and more. If you want to know how to do that, we learned Shara Bechina in this Vaad already. We did do Shara Bechina, so go do Chazal and Shara Bechina. Listen to Rabbi Victor Miller Sherim, go listen to Rabbi Shimshon Pinkas Sherim. Just one. One's enough to open your eyes. How many opportunities we have in the day, just walking here. How far is your office from here? About 150 meters, 200 meters. You know how many opportunities there are on that walk from your office to here? I'm not picking on you, you're just the closest guard to the... You know how many opportunities there are on that 3-minute walk, okay? To see and connect to Hashem? Hundreds! Hundreds! You notice the trees? That's one. You start with the tree, there's ending. There's no... The chokhmah, the wisdom in a tree. You know that you look at the tree, you'll notice that no two branches are on top of each other. You'll never find a tree with two branches are on top of each other like this. Never. You know why? It would be a waste. It would be a waste. First of all, the light can't get to what's needed under there. But also the shade that's being provided would be wasted. Rather put it here and you get double shade. Yeah? You go look at those trees on your walk in here. Next week you want a list with 50 things you saw.
He might not get here.
As long as he's thinking, no, listen. We once had a bocher came here. He told me he was living in the forest somewhere, whatever. We used to get strange guys from the wheel. But he was hugging trees. That's what he was doing. He was building a relationship with nature. So he used to hug trees. So he's got his, you know, if we find Binyamin hugging a tree, we'll know this.
Good morning.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know Louis Pullman? Louis Pullman. He owns yoga.